This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm in my cold cell when the bell begins to chime.
Reflecting on my past life.
Reflecting on my past life. And it doesn't have much time.
Because at 5 o'clock.
Because at 5 o'clock. They take me to the gallows pole.
Sands of time on this planet are running low.
The sands of time for me are running low.
All right, let me come back in the next segment. This is a short segment. I'm going to really give it to the news. I already covered some of it. Just thank God that you're awake. Thank God you know what's going on. Thank God you're aware of good and evil and care about people. That is your only possession, is your soul and your relationship with God. And I haven't been to some seminary. I'll just do this because I'm sitting there trying to use religion like Glenn Beck does. As the evil grows, I get pushed into Christ's arms so strong. That's why the enemy's killing Christians everywhere and also taking over Christianity to turn people off. And these big mega churches are run by horrible satanic cults. It's just horrible. And the persecution of the children and the persecution of the innocents. I want to warn people that serve the New World Order just out of mercenary aims or out of believing you're successful because you join with this. If you really study this and you experience it, you would know there's not even a debate on whether or not you should join with evil. And then they always play the game. They go, oh, there's pragmatism, there's good and bad. And the world's so corrupt, what does it matter anyways? Yeah. I could have 10 different big gold sponsors, but I will not have a gold sponsor where they sit there and say you're calling up to get spot gold. I don't care if it's 5% over spot. You got to transition charges and got to make some money. But sit there and charge people 50%, you know, what it's worth or whatever. I just won't be involved in. And the whole radio industry, you know, calls me and, you know, do this every few weeks. There's a new offer. And they're like, you don't want millions of dollars a month. And I'm like, no, I don't want to rob banks either or molest little kids. You understand? I'm not going to sit here and screw people over because I don't want that done to me. And I've got a covenant with God. And I'm not going to piss on that. All you people that love evil think you're so smart. You don't know anything about it. You have no idea. I don't sit here on some high horse. I feel like an evil person because I have knowledge of evil. And even staring into it, even knowing its secrets, it's horrible. It makes me want to run away to some island and just be away, just live on some farm. But you know what? They're coming for everybody. They're not going to let us run away to some farm. And if I don't sit here and fight these people, they're going to have their way with all the people that are hiding out on farms. And I don't blame them running with their kids. But here's the thing. I'm going to stand here up against these people. But it's metaphysical. As they intensify their attack, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. I get the heads-up view of what they're doing and what's happening, and it's just like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. This many people are willing to do this? And I watch them celebrate their evil acts when they themselves are just, they are resonating. They're choosing hell and falling off an abyss, and I watch them just burning out as all their humanity and what their potential was as a seed in the universe is destroyed. You're watching the death of a free sentient spirit. Because they have the allegories in the Bible and all the rest of it, but I know. It's not burn in hell forever. It's you burned up. You're gone. You've turned yourself over to oblivion. You've been overridden. You don't travel on into the cosmos for communion. We'll be back.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb, just the kind to fit my dreams and plans.
All right, I mentioned this. It's a big deal that our media is so controlled by foreign multinational interests that they would openly be mainlining that, oh, look, federal agencies are in open revolt, and we're going to bring in people from Islamic countries that are terrorists and have no vetting, and we're going to overturn the law outside of law, and we're all going to celebrate it. And then you have all the trendies running around saying, open our borders to Islam, when women wouldn't even be able allowed to walk around the street without hoods on their heads. It's frustrating. And then Obama, with Soros, has moved in a couple blocks from the White House with a big compound with a bunker. And it's got a good part of the CIA and a good part of the other agencies. It's just, you know, it's like revisiting heaven. You've got the host of God and the host of Satan, literally, dividing themselves up for a big battle. With Bloomberg and AP and Reuters and CNBC and Goldman Sachs leading it, with JP Morgan openly trying to sabotage the economy and kill initiatives that actually get money to poor people in the middle class. And then you watch giant hordes of all these ugly, twisted, snot-nosed, dumb people. And I don't say that meanly. I mean, these are like the fallen. Scream and yell that they'll be fulfilled if their big government state can just pull down the Christians and teach five-year-olds how to give blowjobs and just all this crazy crap, and if we can abort more babies, that would fix it. And you realize there's no destination they're headed towards. They're damn demons. And then, of course, the response to them, the churches have been totally overthrown and infiltrated. So read this article by Paul Sperry that actually gets it right. And this isn't rhetoric. This is a war. They're announcing the big Democrat Party Tea Party and how they're out shutting down town halls of Republicans trying to bully people and bully narcissists and people that actually care what a bunch of brainwashed zombies think. We're not centralized. You know, the Soros movement, the liberal Tea Party, all of them are completely financed by the enemies of this country. You know, the big Golden Globes, Hollywood, all of it's announcing attacks. They're going to increase their political attacks. They believe that somehow will get their weak-minded servants and minions to mobilize hard enough to somehow intimidate the rest of us into submission. That's going to blow up in their face as well. But they're the ones with the Goldman Sachs support. It's Goldman Sachs that opposes Trump. But again, a little dumbed down liberals, they send me the email of, oh, look, he appointed out of 4,000 people, three Goldman Sachs people that are known patriots that want to bring it down. Oh, my God, incredible. During the Cold War, we would get KGB defectors to help us bring down the Soviets. Oh, my God, never heard of that before. what matters is their entire agenda is being destroyed, and you don't care. You want to just celebrate that you've intellectually defeated me by claiming that there's no attempt to restore the republic or save the economy when that's all that's happening and it's in your interest. But you're delusional and believe that by buying into the system, somehow you now agree with CNN, so you're in the power structure. And then CNN has less than a million viewers on some of its biggest shows. Its average show has 100,000 viewers. But you don't care because it just gives you the solace that you're part of the winning team. So how Obama is scheming to sabotage Trump's presidency? When former President Barack Obama said he was heartened by anti-Trump protests, though they weren't protests, they were riots attacking people. See, no one gets it because it sounds too hardcore when you're facing an enemy takeover of our republic. So even a writer I say gets it doesn't get it. It should be when former President Barack Obama said he was heartened by anti-Trump terrorists funded by offshore megabanks beating up women and burning things down nationwide in an attempt to intimidate the American people into submission. He was sending a message of approval to his troops. But see, I just added that little part so you actually get what's happening. Let me tell you. And I'm not just saying that's my opinion. That's what happened. When former President Barack Obama said he was heartened by anti-Trump protests, he was sending a message of approval to his troops. Troops? Yes, Obama has an army of agitators numbering more than 30,000. Yeah, that's just the core brigades. What is that, like 8 brigades? Who will fight his Republican successor at every turn of his historic presidency, and Obama will command them, get this, from a bunker less than 2 miles from the White House. Yeah, they got a damn bunker. They're getting ready for a war, folks. And I was already told about this over a month ago, and now I'm reading the paper. Oh, God. I don't even want to tell you. The enemy already knows what Trump's planning if they try it. But, I mean, it's just bad, man. We are so close, folks. In what's shaping up to be a highly unusual post-presidency, Obama isn't just staying behind in Washington. He's working behind the scenes to set up what will effectively be a shadow government. No, it's not effectively. That's what it is. To not only protect his threatened legacy, but to sabotage the incoming administration and its popular America First agenda. And see, they know when they've got the State Department blocking what he orders them to do and all this other stuff, that they know if Trump moves against them, they'll go, oh, my God, fascism. Oh, my God, you're so evil. Oh, you just implemented the same laws from the books for, 40 years. Oh, it's so terrible. So they're openly involved in sedition against the country. At the State Department and these other agencies, it's just mind-blowing. This is total insubordination on every front because the globalists stack the government full of traitors. And again, they're spiritual travelers. Most of them don't even know why they do it. They just think they're currying favor with the power structure. They see mainstream TV against Trump, and they think they're going to be rewarded when they do horribly abusive, destructive things to this country in its deathbed hours. Unless we get resurrected like the Phoenix. Well, let me just tell the people that are doing all this, and I'm sure you already understand this. If you're successful in derailing the Republic and bringing us into the nightmare scenario, you're going to be removed immediately. Not by Trump, but by the people that have put you up to this. They don't want easily influenced, mindless quislings in charge of all this stuff. You're going to be taken out like Hitler's SA within 6 months of the fall of this country. You will be the most hated, loathed people on earth. Why don't you open up a history book and find out the truth? So an array of tax-free foundations, mega banks, the big tax-free billionaires, are all, Goldman Sachs, all of them, all their power against Trump and the unlikely good guys in this whole thing, U.S. intelligence agencies, a group of them, it's the majority, who finally, because of NSA data leaks, Benghazi went too far, are like, really, we are ruled by pedophiles, and they want to make us all poor, and they want to make everybody dumb and do all this, and they really are putting cancer viruses in vaccines? That's all now system-wide. The military's got it. Everybody's got it. And so the big problem they've got is their own enforcers, who they already hate so much, because they go out and fight while you cowards sit back and let them do it. They now got a real mission, a mission to save this country, and they understand what you're doing. And so they've got all the data on what you did do and who you are and what you stand for. But you've got all your, and I'm not saying all the civilian contractors, but your civilian contractors, they got 2-3 worthless degrees and are all on power trips and buy into the whole propaganda who really want a civil war. And they're arrogant folks, and they really think they're going to win. And they're organizing riots all over this country. I'm going to come back and play the clips. They're organizing all sorts of civil war because this is what happened. The AI, Google, and Facebook supercomputers told them they could win and install a walking corpse, an evil, demonic warmonger like Hillary. They believed they could put her in power. And they believe they could force feed us that on purpose. Because if we would accept that giant lie, you think it's crazy to sell her. What they were thinking. No, they were trying to sell us a turd. They were trying to sell us a bucket of crap and tell us it was pumpkin pie. We didn't eat it, folks. That's why they're really pissed. They wanted to give us the poison dose. Have us accept the delusion. You know, beating a horse manure, thinking it's an apple. In a hypnotism. They wanted us to lie to our senses and do it. We didn't do it. So all their algorithms got beaten. We're going to cover that when we come back. So that's why they're so scared. Because everything is reversing them.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off, or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159, more from 59 cents, and special financing. Hurry, the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 6 other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones.
All right, it's real simple. The globalists openly, publicly want to make everybody poor, dumb you down, give you cancer, virus injections, and watch you die. The model they ran in Russia reduced the population by about 40%. They run in other countries. Same story. They're losing control of nation states as the people discover that globalism is pure death. So they're panicking. And they're further weaponizing the media. But let me just read you headlines here that I haven't even gotten into and just little windows into what's happening in the world. White House policy advisor, Trump pursuing all options on travel ban, may issue a new executive order. And then just constantly issue the executive orders and let courts just keep violating the law. Every week, you want to have a battle? You want to have your fake ruling that clearly under law is a complete fraud, never before done? Fine. He'll just issue more. And, you know, let the media laugh and say he's being defeated. Oh, look, he's fighting back for the country and being defeated. Oh, he's been defeated. Of course it's going to be a train wreck securing our borders. Any other sovereign country has borders and decides who comes in. We can't bring people in from Somalia and Libya. They're failed states. They don't even have working airports for citizens. You'd be a crazy person to let people in. But Obama did it. Go ahead and play that clip.
Executive order limiting the visitors and the refugees can come into this country. And will that be released this week?
Right now, we are considering and pursuing all options. Those options include seeking an emergency stay at the Supreme Court, continuing the appeal with the panel, having an emergency hearing en banc, or going to the trial court in the district level and a trial on the merits. They also include, as you've mentioned, the possibility of new executive actions designed to prevent terrorist infiltration of our country. But I want to say something very clearly, and this is going to be very disappointing to the people protesting the president and the people in Congress, like Senator Schumer, who've attacked the president for his lawful and necessary action. The president's powers here are beyond question. The president has the authority under the INA section 8U 1182F to suspend the entry of aliens into this country, and he has Article 2 foreign powers to also engage in conducting border control and immigration control into this country. Those powers are substantial. They represent the very apex of presidential authority, and so we are contemplating new and additional actions to ensure that our immigration system does not become a vehicle for admitting people into our country who are hostile to this nation and its values.
That's right. The globalists are bringing people in that have been brainwashed to be against us by Islam, Ford Foundation, you name it. And I like that Steve Miller, great young focused spokesman with authority, explaining it's unequivocal, it's undebatable that in total law, this is what the president's purview is. It's like saying Tiger Woods isn't allowed to play golf. I mean, water isn't allowed to be wet. But again, it is an assault on sovereignty, an assault on the executive, an assault on the presidency. And I love how they gave all this power to the presidency that wasn't even his power because they thought they owned it and controlled it. Now they're panicking, saying the presidency doesn't have any of its powers. Trump tweets, our legal system is broken. The media's like, you attacked the judiciary. Other presidents arrested the judiciary. And I'm not calling for that, but it's just they know the public doesn't have any historical context. And so it's weird to watch, like, people that are still under the spell go, oh, look, he's in trouble. Oh, he's losing. No, he's trailblazing to defend this country. I mean, this is true. You can't but admire this. It's the total opposite of Obama. Now encamped miles from the White House, running foreign bank attacks on our president. And I know Trump likes to act confident, and he is confident, and just thinks, you know, I'm doing the right thing, I'm doing it. But he ought to just really tell people, your whole country's under attack, they're trying to kill our sovereignty, foreign banks are doing this. But I guess that would hurt the stock market, so he can't do it. He has to sit there and be under total attack by scum and not even tell you what's going on. You know, I'm not going to tell you the stuff I know yet. I'm going to wait till tomorrow. Everybody wants to, like, go see movies about spies and stuff. Everybody wants authority and power. No, you don't want that. Again, people want to sit there and watch TV and imagine that they're involved in something big because they support, you know, Comedy Central's attack on the president. People keep saying, we used to always be against the president. Why are you so for him now? Because we got an American in there. He ain't perfect, but he's, I'm going to say it again, he's not out to get you. He's doing it. Ron Paul, who I know doesn't want to be political and doesn't want to throw in for Trump because Trump went after his son, but his son attacked first. And Paul was on 2 weeks ago and he goes, I want to tell the president he's doing a great job on the economy. It's wonderful. It's basically fantastic. But it's too little too late. And Paul's an economist, he's a doctor, he's a smart guy, he loves his country. And Paul got all the most animated I've seen him, knowing him 20, I've known Ron Paul 21 years. I've had dinner at luncheons with him, and, you know, I've never seen Paul get so excited, even about his own son, when he went, no, Trump's doing really good on the economy, it's wonderful, because it's real! The whole enemy combine's against him, and that's what's so ridiculous in the fools out there. That sit there and go, oh, Alex Jones is the Austin branch of Trump. I'm the Austin branch of the Republic. And if I see somebody trying to save the country and trying to do things to get money and jobs the average person, it makes me sick. Not even in an angry way towards people that attack Trump, but it makes me sick for you because you were diseased. Your minds are diseased when it comes down to the actual moment when the real thing is right there in front of you. And I don't want to use Christ analogies for Trump because he's far from that. He's just a manly man and an alpha male and isn't out to screw you over and hates globalists and understands what's going on and thinks he can beat them. It's really the ultimate challenge of a warrior. He's ready to do it. He's a damn manly man. A little bit worldly. I'm the same way. He's a sinner. He's not a Christ-like figure. But I'll tell you, compared to the New World Order, he's a Christ-like figure. And Christ is there. No crimes. Pontius Pilate has said he's done nothing wrong. And it's that day on the holiday when they let somebody sentenced to death go, and Pontius Pilate, the Roman judge there in Jerusalem, says, hey, you can let Jesus Christ of Nazareth go right now. You can let him go right now. I find no crime. Let him go. And the crowd says, give us Barabbas. Give us Hillary. Give us Obama. Give us the devil. Give us Barabbas. And he says, you really want Barabbas? The murderer, the rapist, the thief, the scumbag. And the people didn't want Christ. They wanted Barabbas. And that's what this is like watching. And again, we're going to beat them. This reprieve might be 20, 30 years long just to get humanity a base to warn against the machines, the takeover, you know, the true threats that are coming. God's going to give us that gulp of air before the big test. But I could see it all now, like it was written with a flaming hand on the wall, or like Moses, you know, on Mount Ararat with God's flaming finger. It's so clear now. I almost say to myself, just what a time to be alive. Okay, I'm going to be a good boy. We're going to have a bunch of stories when we come back.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostagard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostagard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostagard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Just get into victimology. They want to be victims, but they really are victims. They're brainwashed. They're dumbed down. They're ignorant. And they love their slavery. I've got a bunch of clips here I haven't gotten to all over the country. In fact, I don't even know where my clip list is. Here it is. All over the country, colleges, universities, that's the government. The special interest, the big bank-funded systems are saying, go out and fight the white supremacist Donald Trump. Well, on its face, that isn't even true. So you see that they use America's openness to the world to then bring in the minorities and try to make them racist. But that hasn't even worked. So it's mainly led by a bunch of weird white women that are just running around screaming, burn down the culture, even though they don't even get the spoils of the takeover. That's what's so pathetic about it. That we have a practical guide for resisting the Trump agenda, Brave New Films, Duke University, but we've got major universities training people to attack and fight. What's the first rule of Leftist Fight Club? That's right. You'll tell everybody about the Leftist Fight Club. That's how. Let me think and find something that works and then do the opposite. So they're saying go out and attack everybody and go beat women up, and then the media will just cover it up, and Robert Reich will go on CNN and say the right-wingers attack people at Berkeley, even though there's hundreds of videos of it being the opposite. But they are really destroying themselves. They really are running out of gas. In fact, I've got articles out of the New York Times saying, oh my gosh, Saturday Night Live's running out of gas. They're exhausted. They keep attacking. It's not doing anything, and their ratings are dropping. But the few little sheep that watch and still believe, they feel great. Meanwhile, Meryl Streep is in the New York Times. Meryl Streep pledges to stand up to brown shirts, that means SA stormtroopers that brought the Nazis to power, in tirade against Trump and calls for people to hit the streets, which is what the brown shirts did. This is a woman, friends with Roman Polanski, who pushed for a movement to have his sentence suspended for raping a kidnapped little girl, anally. 13-year-old girl, Roman Polanski admittedly raped. One of many, don't worry. That's the report. And she loves him because, see, that's just some little girl. That's a nobody. She's an elitist, a nobody. So, okay, you want to call the fight the brown shirts with a bunch of brown shirts of your own? Meryl Streep, the pedophile apologist. What a sack of crap. Disconnected from reality there in Los Angeles in that smog-infested zombie land. Lecturing the rest of it. Oh, and here's the articles I mentioned. Review, SNL targets Trump again with a hint of exhaustion. Isn't that just special? GOP dilemma on health law, taxes, to repeal or not to repeal. Yeah, the people funded by George Soros. Paul Ryan. Oh, look, he has a psychopath's jaw and blue eyes. Let's do whatever Paul Ryan says. He comes out and says, oh, we can't get rid of it right now because there's nothing better to replace it. To discredit everything. It's a screw job. It's written by foreign banks and insurance companies to rob people. Repeal it. Go back to what we had. Give poor people free health care. That's already in the law anyways. Again, but they just act like, oh, the Trump's defeated. Look, his own party admits it. Who was the former minion of Paul Ryan? Rince Priebus. And who is in Trump's White House? Rince Priebus. And who is the problem? Rince Priebus. And who's holding everything up? Rince Priebus. Isn't that just special? State GOP leaders move swiftly as party bickers in Congress. And that's the good news. The New York Times actually admits it, trying to tell their own people where to go battle. From Kentucky to Texas to you name it, the conservative, patriot, common sense revolution, reversing globalism, is steamrolling ahead with governors and legislatures elected all over the country in the biggest landslide in history. Of course, you know who the Patriots won last week because Trump. Oh, I mean the Russians. I'm sorry. Trump means Russian. And then, of course, this, I'm sure all those state winnings were the Russians, too. They just are omnipresent. They can't run their own country, but they can run us, though. And the same State Department has come out and says they're going to come out with more Russian info on the president. They're going to block other nationalist movements around the world because, you know, the Russians are behind those. Well, boy, these are good Russians then, aren't they? The cancer of globalism and Russia doesn't be part of it? They're not manipulating anything. Russia is the example, and that's it. So there is a kernel of truth to it. Here's the Wall Street Journal. Donald Trump's diplomatic moderation. Yeah, he threatens all these countries that are doing one-sided deals. You better invest here. And Japan now has announced $300 billion investment this year. And all these new deals and all these new things and all these new weapons buys from the U.S. that I don't particularly love that, but we're in a war system of weapons, so whatever. The point is, Trump threaten them so they would then give us a good deal. And the media goes, oh, look, Trump demanded all this and he only got half of it. That's called a negotiation. That's what a negotiation is. Oh, look, Donald Trump's only gotten $300 billion so far in office in 3 weeks from Japan and some better trade deals. He didn't get everything he said. He's a horrible person. No, the Japanese finally got that. They went, oh, you want to negotiate for the first time ever and not just make deals with our companies, with politicians to keep money with Japan and screw your people? We thought it was very dishonorable screwing you over. We'd actually like to do real business deals with you now. That's what Japan's saying. Oh, you want to do real deals with us? Sure, we'll do real deals with you. And the media's like, you see, Trump, he only got half of what he said he'd get from Japan. What a dumbass. I hate that Trump, man. God, all these new Toyota factories and all these SoftBank investments and all these robotics factories and all these chip factories and all these R&D factories in Japan investing its next 10 years of money almost exclusively in us in a big alliance against China. Man, Trump, you're an idiot. What's your problem? You actually just brought the U.S. into leadership position for the next 20 years with Japan. How dare you? I tell you, this guy, Trump's horrible, isn't he? All those new Toyota factories, all those new Chrysler factories, all those new Ford factories, all those new steel mills. Yeah, he's even gotten the Indians and the Japanese to announce steel mills in America. God, what a horrible KKK member. Doesn't matter, he's never part of the KKK. I'll just say KKK, it's a fancy word. KKK, go away. Teach the children how to be trannies every day. What are you, against trannies? No, I don't really have that on my radar screen. The issue is they're trying to sexualize our children and screw them up and tell them they're mental patients. And the colleges are giant mental institutions now where they admit in the documents we published last week with John Rappaport that they know the degrees are worthless. They know they're sabotaging upper mobility. They know they're sabotaging the free, open Western culture of Renaissance. Not perfect, better than anywhere else, because they don't want true intellectuals to challenge their takeover. You know, I've got an hour and 41 minutes, and they keep telling me, hey, Alex, you might want to plug something. That's how we really fund ourselves. The network ads you hear, we don't really fund ourselves with that. Yeah, I'm really surprised in the audience and thankful. We set out to put out the very best organic fluoride-free toothpaste out there, and about 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I was like, I'm just going to call the biggest organic toothpaste maker in the country. I'm just going to buy it from them and sell it. My dad said, why not private label it and add colloidal silver and iodine? And I said, Dad, my dad's a retired dentist. That's a great idea. We did it, and it's just the best organic fluoride-free toothpaste in the country, private label by us with iodine and colloidal silver added. It's got the peppermint, and it's got everything else in it. We got a bubble gum flavor coming out soon. It'll be here soon. It's being made up in Maine, where it doesn't have the tea tree oil or the peppermint, so it's not as strong, but obviously not as good. But kids, it's a little strong for kids, but it's powerful. So you want the big swinging, you know what, a toothpaste. It's at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. It's $9.95. It's a big tube, and it costs a lot just to put these ingredients in it. You have to run giant batches of it just to do this proprietary blend. But your purchase supports the broadcast, so thank you all for the support. Super Blue, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. So much of heart disease is caused by gum disease, so check that out for yourself and support the broadcast. We'll be back.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
shower filters. We're introducing the best yet, the brand new ProPure ProMax High Performance Shower Filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax shower filter from ProPure today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off, or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159, more from 59 cents, and special financing. Hurry, the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Manual Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, folks. Thanks for joining us here today. I didn't take any calls. I will tomorrow. I'll be back 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. God bless you with another day on Earth. But we've got to a lot today. I haven't gotten to just the total organized crime of sedition to overthrow the election and universities training for fight clubs, physical attacks, how to go out and just storm events. And the answer is not even so much public events. Those are great. But city council meetings, county commissioner meetings, use any platform and citizens' communications to talk about real issues and what's happening, to show other people, this is very important, that we're not alone. The social engineer's greatest tool is making us feel like we're alone. And that's why they hate Trump, because they put everything they had, their algorithms, their brainwashing, all of it into play, and Trump still won. Hillary clearly stole 5 states. She tried to steal 6 others. They got caught breaking into the computers. It all came out. That's why Trump says, I want an investigation. They go, it's crazy. There's no fraud. It's like a neighbor you catch in bed with your wife on top of her. He's like, I'm not in bed with your wife. That's how dumb they think we are. That's my greatest frustration, is that people that lie to themselves about what's happening, they're conning themselves. Donald Trump is a nationalist. He's represented by patriots in our government and the population that want real prosperity back. And all the media says is KKK. Because that's all they got. It's idiocy. Meanwhile, look at this headline out of French news agency. How algorithms secretly run the world. Well, there's no secret here, but I thought nobody secretly ran it. They want the big algorithms that track everything you do to manipulate your purchases, your data, your behavior, your life, to control you and make you not exist. And in this AFP, that's as big as the Associated Press article, they admit all this. Now, again, I told you this 18 years ago. Not because I wanted to be Mr. Fancy Pants, but because I was told this by top NSA people who were really freaked out about tech heads' belief that they would end free will. And people are like, that's really uncool. I got kids. I got grandkids. What are you talking about? Oh, shut up. You'll never stop it. Someone will use this technology. Our species has fallen, or it wouldn't be able to be manipulated by this. Let's just join with it. And it's like, what are you, the devil? Yes, we are. I'll join. And they don't even want the power on this planet. They want you to join them. That's the decision. This planet is a simulation. It's a real third-dimensional simulation. It's real. There's fish in the water and mountains and volcanoes and women and men and babies and life and, you know, supermarkets. But it's just a test. God, it's so fabulous. It's so fabulous. And we just transcend them and we're aware of it. I mean, let me look at this headline, also out of AFP. Turmoil grows over White House Correspondents' Dinner. Many are saying they shouldn't go and boycott it because Trump's the president. It isn't a White House Correspondents' Dinner if Trump doesn't show up. President Trump, if you do one thing, stop caring about fake press and say, I'm not going. Most of that is fake press and fake news who tried to make an issue out of it. They said they're boycotting it. I'm boycotting it. End it. Take their power away. You're not going to convert them. Don't listen to Spicer and Priebus and all these other Paul Ryan enemy minions. Disempower them. Shut them off. Expel them into the phantom zone. Do not be any part of these people. Notice how Trump's so nice. They're like, oh, we're not going to show up. We're going to boycott him. They don't exist without that. The people's elected representative. They're in open revolt. Say, the country's in too big of a crisis. I'm too busy trying to get the economy going. I'm sorry. I can't come to your press center. I know Trump wants to wade in and dominate them. And that's Trump's worldliness. See, God sends a special kind of person to twist the knife on the enemy's side. Someone enough like them that he can actually get through to them. Trump's a very good man. I'm just saying the true thing is to say, I'm not going to it. The media will spin it. Oh, you're a coward. You didn't show up. You're afraid. Don't let your advisors manipulate you. That say, no, I've already faced the media and defeated it with the American people. We have the people's work to do. I'm going to hold a correspondence dinner with veterans groups or with minority groups about talking about their companies and getting other companies to come invest in minority areas. Don't like, oh, we're going to give the minorities just some money so we control them. No, we're going to have a big meeting with a bunch of minority groups and we'll have 30% white or whatever, it doesn't matter. But make it a focal point on, we're going to have a big meeting just about celebrating Americana and new companies and Trump bringing folks up and talking about what they do and would somebody want to invest with them and just move past a bunch of narcissistic, crazy people. The White House Correspondents' Dinner might have 10 million live viewers, maybe 50, 60 million will end up watching clips of it. I mean, we have that in a week sometimes. Again, why is it the God? Well, because we're used to it. It's like breaking a habit of smoking cigarettes or drinking a bottle of Jack Daniels every day. Get out of it. Come out of it. Get away from it. Stop giving it power. Announce what it is. Trump's real power is in declaring he will stand up against those assaulting us. You ever seen a president say he's going to investigate vaccines? Trump's doing it. Ever seen a president say he's going to investigate all the rest of it? That's why they're so panicked. Meanwhile, a practical guide to resisting the Trump agenda. This is out of Duke University. Here's the report. A very, very important report. Here it is. Arabian Films.
If you're like me, you've been pretty freaked out about Trump and his agenda. Good news. Smart people with tons of experience in how politics really work have put together a practical guide on how to make Congress listen to us that you can find at indivisibleguide.com.
Yeah, these people are just astroturf to make the general public think it's the people, it's all the big money that's already against Trump, already trying to block him, already the Goldman Sachs money, all of it. So this is just so you think it's about people, so you kind of think you're with the power structure. Okay, that's all, you know, the trendy woman. Keep going.
.com. Members of Congress only care about their constituents, and that means you. You will have three simple targets, your two U.S. senators and your representatives. You will let them know how you feel about every important issue that comes up. But a warning, it's going to require a little more than just calls and petitions.
What's your pause? They don't want you involved in TPP that Trump just killed. They don't want you involved in carbon taxes Trump just killed. Or they don't want you involved in letting Christian refugees in that are actually being murdered that Trump expanded for the Middle East. No. See, those are brown people that are compatible with our Christian society, our liberal society, our open society. Say what you want. As Christian societies that have been more open than anybody. She wants you to be LGBT as if anybody's persecuting LGBT. As if, again, it's all like football issues that don't matter. We're going to make sure about your LGBT. Okay, just be distracted with that while we screw you over. So let's go back to the lady they focus grouped who came off as the most realistic. So let's go back to Vampire Woman.
This all begins when you join a local group or start your own. Once you're part of a team, there are four simple tactics to engage in. Town halls. Members of Congress will hold them. You just have to show up and use the public comment section to voice your opinion. Public events. Your members of Congress will be out there cutting ribbons and kissing babies. You need to be there asking the smart questions and holding them accountable to issues they are on the wrong side of, or thanking them for being on the right side in hard times. Office visits. Members of Congress, take meetings, schedule one, or just show up and bring some friends. Let them know you care, you vote, and you are watching them. Call them. Work with local groups to participate in mass call days so your members of Congress can't ignore their constant ringing phones and full voices.
Yeah, it's not going to be cancer, viruses, the vaccines, or jihadis being brought in. That's enough of her. The show's over. I'll be back tomorrow. I love you all. Thanks to the crew. The great job they're doing. I didn't get to a lot of it, but I'll cover more tomorrow. It's just so sad. These big foundations, all the big money, all the big power against Trump, against America, against nationalism from Brazil to Nigeria. They're trying to block nationalism. Not that countries are perfect, but they were set up by us in cultures that had some type of connection. Globalism is completely anti-human. And again, the answer is obviously everything she said, but us doing it. It's time to unsheath the sword of truth. There's never been a time when the sword is cut stronger. Believe me, you get involved in the path of liberty, the heavens open up, the discernment, and the true message and journey and destiny of humanity is clear. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. InfoWars.com is our website. God bless you all.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.